Dr. Pinsky dictating me on Harry Rivera. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Rivera as described in my report of 10-21-20, but this pertained to injuries he allegedly sustained at work on 5-22-19. He is now a 59-year-old male who reports he was injured again at work on 8-2-21, but he was lifting parts and injured his right shoulder. He filed a claim petition consistent with that assertion. He was found to have a rotator cuff tear that was repaired surgically. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. New paragraph. He did receive an order approving settlement on 5-10-21 pertaining to the accident on 5-22-19. It was for 42.5%, a partial total. A portion 30% for the left shoulder for a full thickness rotator cuff tear with 3 surgical procedures and 12.5% of the right shoulder for moderate full thickness tear with the residuals of chronic right shoulder pain. New paragraph. New medical documentation shows he was seen at Concentra on 8-4-21 complaining of right shoulder pain after an injury 2 days earlier. He was hammering parts with a center punch. His job was that of a machine operator. He was examined and underwent right shoulder x-rays that were read as normal. Mr. Rivera was placed on activity modifications. Diagnosed with a right shoulder sprain. He was referred to an orthopedic specialist. No medications were prescribed. New paragraph. Mr. Rivera saw orthopedist Dr. Dwyer on 9-9-21. In addition to the history of the subject event, he recounted the history of a right shoulder injury on 5-21-19. Dr. Dwyer had previously recommended right rotator cuff repair after the left shoulder was repaired. Dr. Dwyer diagnosed him with right shoulder pain and traumatic complete tear of the right rotator cuff. They elected to pursue surgical intervention. He followed up on 10-18-21 after the aforementioned one-time evaluation. The petitioner had undergone an MRI of the right shoulder on 10-4-21 to be inserted here. Those results were reviewed with him by Dr. Dwyer on 10-20-21 when they elected to pursue surgical intervention. New paragraph. He had surgery done on 11-12-21 to be inserted. Mr. Rivera followed up post-operatively along with physical therapy. He was seen last by Dr. Dwyer on 9-9-22. He commented the patient had an outstanding surgical result, status post arthroscopic rotator cuff repair of the right shoulder. He was allowed to continue at full duty and was deemed to have reached maximum medical improvement. Clinically, He had excellent range of motion in all planes, paired external strength and flexion. External strength was excellent, and flexion strength was moderate to excellent. Paired, he was advised to continue to work on flexion and abduction strength above the horizontal plane in a home exercise program. Paired, physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars bilaterally at the shoulders, but no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Paired range of motion of the shoulders was somewhat inconsistent. Paired on an active basis, they were both full in all independent spheres. Paired passively, abduction on the right was 170 degrees, and flexion 150 degrees. Paired flexion on the left was 170 degrees with external rotation to 75 degrees. Paired motion in the other independent spheres was full. Paired combined active extension with internal rotation on the right was to L4 and on the left to L1. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tenderness, triggering, or locking. Shoulder maneuvers, he had a positive rapidly scratch test on the left, which was negative on the right. Cervical normal and thoracic normal. Impressions on 8-4, scratch that, on 8-2-21, Henry Rivera injured his right shoulder at work. Pretty presented to Concentra 2 days later and was diagnosed with a sprain. He was seen orthopedically by Dr. Dwyer on 9-9-21. Paired MRI was done on 10-4-21, showing a full thickness tear involving the supraspinatus and superior aspect of the infraspinatus, as well as the anterior labral, as well as an anterior labral tear. Paired surgery was done on 11-12-21 to be inserted here. Paired Mr. Rivera participated in therapy postoperatively, period. As of his last visit with Dr. Dwyer, he was deemed to have had an excellent surgical result. Paired, he was able to return to work in a full duty capacity that he still does. Paired new paragraph, the current exam found somewhat variable range of motion about both shoulders, although they were functional. Paired, he had a positive rapidly scratch test on the left, which was negative on the right. Paired, other provocative maneuvers at the shoulders were negative for internal derangement or instability. He had intact strength and sensation. Paired, exam of the cervical and thoracic spines were also normal. Paired, new paragraph, there is 7.5% permanent partial total disability referral to the right shoulder. Period. New paragraph, you will recall, he had previously been injured at work on 5-22-19 involving both shoulders. Period, he received treatment. That will be marked from my prior report. New paragraph, accordingly, there will likely be some apportionment as to the disability estimate given for the right shoulder. Paired, I previously gave it 2.5% for a moderate size full thickness tear, treated conservatively. Period. And that will be the end.